From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda, in our terrestrial program. I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes, and we will present you some segments, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo meets Prabowo to discuss coalition option. Indonesia encourages the cooperation of ASEAN and Indo-Pacific. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo received General Chairman of Gerindra Party Prabowo Subianto at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. After meeting Prabowo, President Joko Widodo explained that at least there are three major points being discussed with Prabowo. The first point is about the world's economic slowdown. The second one is political stability and security, as well as preparation to face global economic slowdown. Both of them also discuss about the planned movement of the capital to East Kalimantan.
Yang ketiga juga yang berkaitan dengan
the third is related to coalition problem. But for the case, we have not finished yet, and we have talked about many issues of the possibilities of Gerindra Party to unify to our coalition. I think there are three things we discuss. Meanwhile, General Chairman of Gerindra Party Prabowo Subianto expressed his support on the discourse on moving the capital. He also stated that the plan has experienced exactly analyzed process, so Gerindra Party will give his support. President Joko Widodo ensured that there would be Papuan ministers in the new cabinet with Ma'ruf Amin. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo when receiving elementary school students from Papua at the State Palace in Jakarta Friday afternoon. He claimed to have prepared the composition of his new cabinet of ministers who will accompany him during the term of 2019 up to 2024. However, he has not revealed how many ministers from Papua will enter the cabinet. He also asked reporters to wait until the cabinet arrangement would be announced. President Joko Widodo also said that he doesn't rule out a change in the composition of the cabinet before the cabinet is announced.
Ya, saya pastikan ada.
I make sure there is. Let's see later. Maybe it could be the same day. Maybe the day is after the inauguration. Maybe there are still some considerations. Under the administration of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla in the early 2014 up to 2019 period, President Joko Widodo appointed a minister from Papua, Yohana Yambise, who served as Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection. In addition, President Joko Widodo also appointed Special Staff for Papua, Lenis Kagoya. Indonesia has initiated the creation of integrated and connected regions of ASEAN and Indo-Pacific, which was agreed at the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific document by 10 ASEAN countries in June 2019. Indonesia also encourages the cooperation in many fields in the regions. This was stated by Deputy Minister of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Abdurrahman Muhammad Fahir at the discussion about the role of Indonesia in pushing cooperation of Indo-Pacific in Jakarta on Friday. Fahir ensured that after being adopted by ASEAN countries, the cooperation of ASEAN and Indo-Pacific will benefit for all parties.
Karena yang pertama tadi dari segi pendekatan kan pendekatan inklusif, pendekatan dialog.
The first is approach face, inclusive approach, dialogue and cooperation. Then we apply some connection programs, maritime, sustainable development goals, and economic cooperation. That's part of our effort to ensure that interaction in the regions runs well and it is beneficial. We will do approach. There have been several positive responses by making programs. Moreover, Deputy Minister Fahir explained that the ASEAN to unify the vision and strategy about Indo-Pacific has appeared after U.S. President Donald Trump launched strategic ideas of free and open Indo-Pacific in his working visit to Asia in 2017. Countries like Australia, France, India, and Japan stand with their own visions and strategies. Therefore, ASEAN countries, especially Indonesia, doesn't want to be marginalized in the new geopolitical order ahead. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that Komodo Island will be converted into an exclusive international class tourism destination. To the media in Jakarta Friday, he explained that on Komodo Island, safari tours with international standards such as in Africa will be developed. Take for example, there are hunting tours in the open which are favored by foreign tourists. In addition, a research center will be built, remembering that Komodo dragons are ancient animals that will survive today. Furthermore, other supporting infrastructure such as luxury accommodation will be provided on the island. Related to local residents, he guaranteed that he would provide employment for residents around Komodo Island. Ministry of Environment and Forestry or KLHK designs the application of Principles of Sustainable Development Goals or SDGs in the prospective new capital by building networks and collaboration with various parties both at home and abroad, including Griffith University, Australia. Head of Research and Development Agency at KLHK, Agus Justianto, through an official statement in Jakarta on Friday, said that Ministry of Environment and Forestry renew the collaboration that has been initiated since 2002 with Griffith University, Australia. From the existing collaboration, the Center of Excellence for Sustainable Development for Indonesia was formed. In the collaboration between Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the application of SDGs development principles, low carbon development initiatives, and climate resilience in Indonesia's new capital in East Kalimantan. Through this collaboration, Center of Excellence for Sustainable Development for Indonesia can make the new capital in East Kalimantan a laboratory for sustainable development at the lower level. Based on data from Jepara Regency Trade Office, the value of non-oil and gas export in Jepara Regency, Central Java during the first semester of 2019 reached $187.84 million, with the largest export value contributed by wooden furniture. This was stated by head of trade of the Trade Board of Jepara Regency, Iskandar Zulkarnain, in Jepara on Friday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. While the second largest contributor is the garment and shoe industry. The garment and shoe industry contributed export value of Jepara Regency during the first semester of 2019 amounting to $78.74 million. Previously, the second largest contributor to export was usually occupied by export and vegetable products and followed by export of textile products. Ministry of Tourism collaborated with the Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah and Embassy in Riyadh to hold a socialization event entitled Wonderful Indonesia Week to Promote Indonesian Tourism in Saudi Arabia. The promotion included inviting mass media and social media participants, according to a written statement issued by Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah on Friday, escorted by Antara News Agency. Wonderful Indonesia Week is scheduled to be held in Jeddah on Ministry in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy of Riyadh on November 21st up to 23rd, 2019. Operating under the theme, Bring the Wonders to Saudi Arabia, the program has set up a series of promotions about the beauty of Indonesia's tourism destinations using interactive information, art attraction, and by highlighting tradition Indonesian culinary festivals. Indonesian Consul General in Jeddah Muhammad Heri Saripulin said that the Consulate General in Jeddah has worked hard to carry out the government's program to boost the tourism sector through various promotional agendas in Saudi Arabia. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Jepara, Central Java. Jepara Regency became the first city in Central Java province which experienced the phenomenon of a day without a shadow on Thursday, October 10, 2019. On Thursday at 11:20 West Indonesia time, on the Kartini Beach in Jepara, Central Java, the sun is directly above the human head marked with no shadow. This could also be seen from bottles of mineral water placed in the open where it was visible without any shading. Based on data from BMKG, the natural phenomenon of the sun without a shadow occurred in Jepara on Thursday, October 10th, while on October 11th, 2019, a day without shadow appeared simultaneously in 15 regions from Semarang, Blora, Pati to Brebes. Then, on October 12, 2019, it appeared in 8 regions from Sragen, Salatiga, Ungaran, Purwokerto to Banjarnegara. And the last was on October 13, 2019 in the southern coast of Central Java, namely Wonogiri, Karanganyar, Sukoharjo, Solo, Banyumas to Cilacap. The next news comes from Banda Aceh. The Ministry of Education and Culture has established the Sining Dance and Gutel Food from Central Aceh District, Aceh Province, as intangible cultural heritage, local officials said. Head of Public Relations Section of Central Aceh District, Salman Nuri in Banda Aceh, said Thursday that the determination of the two intangible cultural heritage were carried out through the handover of certificates by Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo. Sining dance is one of the dances originating from the Gayo Plateau, which has beautiful, energetic, and dynamic movements that describe and mimic the movements of warbirds or grouse grooves. The latest news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The government of South Sulawesi is ready to collaborate with the University of Tasmania, Australia through the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies, or IMAS, in the form of research and studies to maximize the management of South Sulawesi's marine and fisheries resources. IMAS is known as a successful institute conducting research and development of maritime resources in Australia. South Sulawesi Governor Nurdin Abdullah, in his statement in Makassar on Thursday, said he asked IMAS to collaborate with the South Sulawesi government and Hasanuddin University or UNHAS in the field of fish research and aquaculture. In addition to establishing cooperating in the field of fisheries, the governor also asked IMAS to conduct research and to develop 2 other potential sectors in South Sulawesi. Responding to Nurdin Abdullah's statement, IMAS Executive Director Terry Bailey claimed to be ready to cooperate with the government of South Sulawesi in research and studies for the development of resources available in South Sulawesi. And listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of October 12, 1964. Soviet Voskhod 1 aircraft was launched. The Soviet Voskhod 1 spacecraft was launched by caring pilots named Vladimir Komarov and Boris Yegorov, the first medical doctor in space, and Konstantin Feoktistov, an engineer. The 16-orbit flight for 24 hours, 70 minutes, 3 seconds was the first multi-person flight. We move to the event of October 12, 1999. Pervez Musharraf regained the rule in Pakistan through a bloodless coup. Pervez Musharraf is the former president, prime minister, and chief of military staff of Pakistan. He was in power of October 12, 1999 after a coup and became president on June 20, 2001. In a poll of 100 Time magazine 2006 about people on the people who shape our world, Pervez was one of the leader figures at the fourth number. During 12 October 1999 to 23rd of November 2002, Pervez became Prime Minister of Pakistan. On the 6th of October 2007, he was re-elected as President of Pakistan for the third time of his service. On November 24, 2007, the Pakistan Election Commission announced that he was re-elected as president. Pervez resigned on 18 August 2008 amid threats of impeachment from the coalition government led by Asif Ali Zardari, the husband of the late former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. We end today in history with the event of October 12, 2002, Bali Bombing 2002. Bali Bombing 2002 or Bali Bombing 1 was a series of three bombings that occurred at night of October 12, 2002. The first two explosions occurred at Paddy's Pub and Sari Club on Jalan Legian Kuta, Bali, while the last explosion occurred near Consulate Office of the United States of America. Although the distance is quite far, the series of bombings was the first bombing which was then followed by the bombings of a smaller scale which also occurred in Bali in 2005. The bombings killed 202 people and 205 injured, most of whom were foreign tourists visiting the location. Listener, that was Today in History.
Thank you.
That was a song titled Guitar or Gritar by Ivy Alyssa. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. And for the next segment, we will present you my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is entitled Government Forms an Environmental Fund Management Agency. The Indonesian government officially formed the Environmental Fund Management Agency on Wednesday, October 9th. It is a public service agency under the Ministry of Finance, which will become one of the mechanisms for financing environmental protection and management that can be utilized by various parties. It is tasked with carrying out environmental fund management in various fields, including forestry, energy and mineral resources, carbon trading, and others. The Environmental Fund Management Agency is scheduled to start operating on January 1, 2020, involving 10 ministries agencies across sectors. In the implementation, there is also a steering committee that will provide policy direction in its management. The coordinating minister for the economy, Darmin Nasution, said at the launch, the agency was directed to be able to apply the principles of transparency and accountability in managing its funds, as well as having international governance standards. Darmin hopes that the Environmental Fund Management Agency can work together with various parties and development partners to develop themselves and innovate. The aim is to explore sources in funding mandated activities. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said the establishment of the Environmental Fund Management Agency is Indonesia's concrete step to complete the efforts to control and deal with climate change. In line with Siti Nurbaya, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said the agency was a concrete evidence for the government in preserving nature from various potential disasters. The launching of the Environmental Fund Management Agency is a milestone of Indonesia's efforts to keep and protect the preservation and sustainability of the environment. According to Sri Mulyani, the agency will also be utilized in the context of maintaining national economic growth momentum. She added the potential for budget management in the agency reached around 800 trillion rupiah. It comes from several sources, including reforestation funds and carbon trading. Given the potential of a large budget, the government will recruit professionals who not only understand fund management, but also understand the environment. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Ku tak ingin kau semakin kan terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Aku memang manusia paling berdosa. Hianati rasa demi keinginan semu. Lebih baik jangan mencinta. Ia ku dan semua hatiku, karena takkan pernah kau temui cinta si.
pun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Sejuta kata maaf terasa kan percuma. Rasa ku telah mati untuk menyadarinya.
To a song titled Tapi Bukan Aku But It's Not Me by Chris Patti. You're still with me on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you information about Indonesian tourism, also foods and some interesting things about Indonesian things. So stay tuned to our segment Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will take you to explore a destination in West Halmahera called Kahat Tola Waterfalls. Kahat Tola Waterfalls are located on Kahat Tola Island, Loloda Sub-District, West Halmahera, North Maluku Province. Kahat Tola means the land jutting into the sea. To reach the Kahat Tola Waterfalls, you have to rent a speedboat. The journey takes 3 hours from the Jailolo Seaport. However, it can take 4 hours when the waves are huge. Despite the exhausting journey, the picturesque view of West Halmahera looks remarkable and relaxing. When you arrive at the waterfalls, you will be fascinated by the high and steep cliffs surrounding the island. The amazing Kahatola waterfalls are located at the cliffs. The Kahatola waterfalls do not come from the stream of river, but from the water accumulated in a basin. The waterfalls have strong stream during the rainy season, but the volume will decline during dry season. Visitors are recommended not to immediately jump into the water when they arrive at the waterfalls. They can enjoy the beauty of the waterfalls from their boat. If you want to experience the sensation of the waterfalls, it is recommended that you use life jacket because the depth of the water reaches up to 4 meters. You are also required to be capable of swimming due to the depth of the water. Besides the beauty of its nature, West Halmahera is also renowned for its delicious cuisines and refreshing traditional beverages. For example, you can try Mulu Bebe fried banana. In addition to trying various culinary, we recommend you to do diving in Loloda. Diving in Loloda gives you such an unforgettable and exhilarating experience. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Savidadala. See you next time.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku saat ku mulai mencari cinta. Getaran membuatku rindu, senang hatiku.
listen to a song titled Tiba-tiba Cinta Datang or Suddenly Love Comes by Maudie Ayunda. For the next segment, we will present you our program Miscellany. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today's miscellany is about innovative health drink among Medan students wins award in Malaysia. Stay tuned. A group of students from three universities in Medan, North Sumatra, won awards in two categories at the World Invention Competition and Exhibition in Malaysia. The students, who consisted of five people and joined in the Rumah Internet community, succeeded in innovating a health drink product named Soyvera. The students are Afla Fajari from the University of North Sumatra or USU, Nurlina Maharani and Yurid Audina from the North Sumatra State Islamic University or UINSU, and Rafika Utami and Fani Fashiri from Medan State University or UNIMED. Nurlina Maharani of the State Islamic University of North Sumatra or UINSU explained that Soyvera is a kind of powder to supplement one's diet and nutrition of the drinks. One of the ingredients is sprout sorghum. The benefits of Soyvera are quite numerous. In addition to sorghum, Indonesian local products have not been used by many people. Sorghum also has high carbohydrates and calcium. She added that Soyvera is also useful as a substitute for animal milk to be plant-based, meeting daily nutritional needs, low fat, and an antioxidant. Nurlina and her friends needed 1 month to create the innovative health beverage product. Their research is still simple. They tested their contents for about 1 month and they continue to research this product. They also conducted further tests to the food industry standardization and research body so that the products made are truly tasted and are expected to be enjoyed by many people later. At the World Invention Competition and Exhibition in Malaysia, the five students who are members of the Rumah Internet community were awarded the Gold Medal and Malaysia Young Scientists Organization categories. In the competition, they had to compete with other participants from Indonesia, England, Vietnam, Thailand, Turkey, South Korea, and Malaysia as host. The judges also come from these countries. The overall number of participants reached 251 participants. So listener, that was miscellany for today about innovative health drink among Medan students wins award in Malaysia. Ampun Safadadala, see you next time.
Kau juga mati. milikku selalu utuh tanpa tersentuh. Cuma aku mengapa aku begini? Jangan kau pertanyakan. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta sehidup semati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta, sehidup semati.
That was a song titled Possessive or Possessive by Naif. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And for the next segment, I'll give you our music program Music Corner. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a keroncong song titled Terkenang or You Are Remembered, which was composed by Budiman BJ, a well-known vocalist and componist of keroncong songs in 1970s. The song will be sung by Mem Mamik Marsudi. The song tells about memory in the past when, along with her beloved one, everything was beautiful. But now light of the love has gone. Her heart was in trouble because her lover has gone. Every time he remembers him, her tears fall down. Beautiful memory is always in her heart. Terkenang is a song which has been sung by some Indonesian female keroncong songs, including Mamik Marsudi. Well, listener, here is the song titled Terkenang, sung by Mamik Marsudi. Have a nice listening.
Serulingku malam lalu di
Of Indonesia.
Ini bukan cerita langka, tak sedikit orang melakukannya. Menggambar tubuhnya, namanya memang indah, tapi apa artinya? Ternyata berpisah. Nafsu dulu baru logika, tinta biru tinggal cerita. Tutup mata, tutup telinga. hitungan pun tak ada realita. Raut wajah yang kenamannya memang indah, tapi apa artinya? Nafsu dulu baru lau ikat, tinta biru tinggal cerita realita. Oh, tutup mata tutup telinga, perhitungan pun tak ada.
Joining our broadcasting program, you can also join our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and also you can listen our program at our website www.voinews.id, and also don't forget to send your email to our email address voi@voinews.id. I'm Amanda. Thank you for joining us, and have a nice day.